Hello, it is me, and I don't know why I said that. Hey, Riley. Ew.
Yes.
Oh. Well, how about that guava, man?
I think I'm gonna die.
Why?
What if it messes your brain juice? I feel stupider after eating
You feel stupider after eating guava?
Yeah.
I don't know, I've never had guava. Why don't you Google if guava does that? Here we go. I got Dr. Pepper. That's better than guava. Okay, not better for you than guava, but it tastes better
It
than
tastes
guava.
better because guava tastes like green tomatoes.
But worse.
But worse.
Yeah, because I can stand green tomatoes more than that. Your face has to be close to the mic, friendo. What if? Look how cool I am. I can flip a remote. Oh, I hit my boob.
You're not cool.
Actually, I think me and Trinity originally made this podcast. So I need to record another episode when we're at school.
At school?
Yeah, because she never comes over and I never go over there anymore. And I guess it's just what. I forgot
Loser.
that that was empty and it scared me. Want a cracker? Polly
Crackers
want a
are
cracker.
disgusting.
What?
Crackers are disgusting.
No, they're not. Do we have any cool stories? Or are we just boring people?
I'm dead
What
inside.
about the thing that happened at school that one time?
A lot of things happened at school.
Like, we caught those girls. You caught those
Oh,
girls.
yeah, and they were vaping in the bathroom. That was whack.
Well, like, we were at lunch. And we're just like, let me go to the bathroom real quick. I was like, okay, and usually you take like 5 or 10 minutes. But you came out 2 seconds later, I was like, what happened? You're like, no, don't go in there. And I was like, why?
Yeah, because I went to open the door and they had it pulled, the girl was standing in front of it so no one could open it. And when they opened the door, it was full of smoke and it smelled like vapes and they were vaping in the bathroom. And I was like, fucking hoes.
Hoes or nose?
They were hoes.
Oh, yeah. They kind of hate me. They hate you.
I almost made out with the one girl that one time. It was whack.
Yeah, she likes to say weird things while we're getting dressed.
Yeah.
For gym, we'll be getting dressed. And she'll be like, hey everyone, I'm not wearing a bra!
And I purposely never look at her because she tries to bait me into it so she can be like, oh, she's a perv.
Because she knows you're gay.
Yeah, she tries to at me, but I don't do her bullshit.
I feel like I'm all the gays' little pet or something because, like, there's all the gays I hang out with, and I'm like their straight little pet. It's like, hello, little straight one.
We need someone from the outside to bring us in on what's happening.
I feel bad for saying that on a podcast, talking about her on the podcast, because this goes online. Like, anyone can listen to it. It's on Spotify. Spotify? Wait. That's the green one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're
That's
right. I
the green one.
My voice sucks butt. So I feel bad for anyone who listens to this. Watch as they couldn't hear us like this whole time.
It's so loud. I have a problem.
Let's just turn it down to like 17.
17 is the worst number. It has to be an even number.
Too bad. I don't like even numbers.
Don't like you.
It's like a thing. Like if I start tapping, I have to tap an uneven number. I can't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's weird, okay?
You are weird.
Aware? I thought you said aware.
I'm a
I could see myself as a werewolf.
You look like one because you never brush your hair.
I do, just not when I don't have to.
So never. Because no one's like putting a gun to your head and being like, brush your hair, Ashley.
Okay, but I brush it like...
once a month?
Nuh-uh. I brush it every single day. It doesn't look like it. I'm eating a cracker. Give me a second to finish my cracker.
It's been a second.
Okay, well... fuck, 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 and duck, screw a kangaroo with finger banging orangutan. You can do it too.
Why? And how? And where?
Australia!
I know, and orangutans don't live in Australia.
Kangaroos do.
And orangutan.
And ducks do. And then you just have an orangutan shipped in. And you train them.
To be your sex slave?
I don't know, my mom's the one who taught me that song. She
person.
Didn't mean to, though. We were sitting there, and I only knew, like, half of it. And so she accidentally sang the rest of it, and I memorized it. I love my mom. I have such bad acne right now. Actually, your face has cleared up a lot since the beginning of the week.
That's mean.
How's that mean?
It wasn't good that first of the week?
No! Have a cracker!
No, crackers are disgusting. I'm not a bird. Or a duck. Ducks are birds. That's not anything.
I could see myself as a bird. Or a cat. I hate furries.
That's mean. Oh, no, it's not. Most furries are trash. Just go to Tumblr and you'll see.
Furries are gross. You are a human. I'm sorry. I can deal with anyone in the LGBTQ community, but furries,
and
I can't.
SJWs.
What is that?
Social justice warriors. They're like people who are like, there's like 4,000 genders, and like, oh, I hate those people.
Okay. I guess technically you could say there might be 3 genders. Because if you're in between.
I feel like there's 2 genders and there's a gray area. You can either be a boy or a girl or in between.
A lot of people who say that they're one of the thousands of genders. Actually, the description of that gender is a mental disorder.
Like autism gender. Oh, I was so triggered.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I have trans friends. I know what this is, okay? Y'all can't be like, no, I'm freaking gender. And I'm like, what? What?
I think it's so dumb. Like, there's not 4 million genders. Like, it's just not. It's not a thing.
Yeah. There's 2 genders, and then there's a gray area for, like,
people. If you're, like, non-binary.
And if you're, like, still trying to decide what gender you want to be.
Or if you just don't really, like, or if you kind of identify as both. Because I bet people who are, like,
yeah,
they're, like, they're in between.
But, there's a mental disorder where people feel like a limb on their body isn't theirs, and they just want to cut it off. Like, they don't want it on them anymore because they feel like it's not theirs.
Oh.
Like, they'd be like, this is my arm, I want it off of me. Did you know that was a thing?
Yo, that's pretty whack.
Yeah, I was shook when I found that out. No offense to anyone who has it. Because I just want to make sure I'm not saying anything offensive. But, like...
my personality is offensive. Like, I'll walk into a room and people are like, I'm offended. Get out.
Oh, my back.
Some ocean avenue.
I feel like it'd be so weird to look at my foot and be like, this isn't my foot, get it off of me, like.
It's pretty whack.
Dude, alien arms, you know where, like, your arms do random things and you can't control it sometimes? Like, it would be kind of serious, but at the same time, I'm like, hey, that'd be a good way to meet people. Also, you'd probably get in a lot of trouble, because it's like, you'd be standing there, and someone would be chewing loudly, and you just can't control it, so your arm goes, whoops, and you'd smack them, and they wouldn't be chewing loudly. They'd probably get in a fight with you, like, sorry, I have alien arm syndrome, can't touch me, biatch. You know what I mean?
I should just hit people and tell them that I have that. I got a list of people I want to hit. Like, I have to write them down so I don't actually hit them.
Didn't you say you're going to do a thing where every time you see something stupid happen in school, you're going to write it down in your phone?
Yeah, I did the other day.
What was it?
It was, like, that girl you were talking to, and you were just, like, you were always, like, a heavy person who, like, tries to be polite, but she was still being such a bitch to you. You can't tell because you
are oblivious. Wait, what happened?
When that girl with the stitch socks?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was being a bitch, too.
How?
But you're oblivious.
What was she doing? I was like, oh, I love your socks.
It's because her tone of voice.
Oh.
She was, you know how, like, when you talk to, like, a little kid will come up to you and they'll, like, start talking to you, and you're like, yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's how she was talking to you.
I actually kind of wanted to hit her because I could hear it, but I was like, no, I'm a good person. I'm a good holy Christian child.
I don't. Like, they, like, those girls, like, in her, like, friend group and, like, those other girls who are vaping, they'll, like, try to talk to me and, like, bait me into it. I just ignore them.
Like,
I just
straight up don't have them. She has stitch socks, so I can't be mean. You are wearing stitch wear. People aren't allowed to be mean to you. That is a law now. That is my law.
No.
For the most part.
One time, that girl who's vaping in the bathroom, she, like, tried to give me a high five in the hall, and I just walked past her. I walked around her. I think you were there, and you're like, what the heck? And I was like, I'm freaking here.
Do you remember when she said hi? We were walking to the gas... We were walking home from the gas station.
And it was right after I did my hair, and she was like, hi! And I was like, no.
She probably realized that you're, like, 10 billion times cooler than her, but whatever.
She tries to bait me into things to piss me off.
Like what?
Just, like, talking to me and stuff. Like, she... Like, if I do, like, she's in some of my classes, so, like, if I'm forced to talk to her, she tries to, like, bait me into, like, getting mad at her just so she can get me in trouble. But, like, I don't play her games.
You should try and make her get mad at you. That would be funny. She'd be like, just get mad at me, and you'd be like, why? You're not doing anything wrong. You're a young person. Do what you want.
She hated me so much, though. Because, like, I came out and she was like, what? And I was like, okay.
I'm not a feel. When you told me about the one girl in my ward who was saying that thing about your pin, I couldn't see her doing something like that. That was so weird for me.
Oh, no. I don't think you'll ever be able to understand, but, like, when you're gay or you're just, like, you're out there, but, like, you can, like, especially for me, like, because, like, the way people have always been mean to me, I can see it before it even comes around. Like, I just know, like, the second they find out I'm gay, one of three things happen. Either they automatically hate me, they automatically really like me, or they're just kind of, like, meh. That's the three reactions I see.
I didn't have any of these three reactions. I just kind of became your friend, and you were like, what?
Yours is more of on the mess side. You're just like, okay. Like, whatever. But...
Well, it's like, I didn't really, like, assume you were gay or anything at first. I just kind of sat there and I was like, hey, we're friends now, by the way. And you told me, like, I found out you were gay and it didn't bother me. I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. But, like, now I know, like, I can tell. Like, the second, like, I tell someone, like, just, they don't even have to say anything. You can just tell because, like, something, like, clicks in their brain. And the way they look at you changes.
I remember when I found out you were gay. I was talking about my ex, although we were still a thing. And then you started talking about your girlfriend. I was like, oh, that's awesome. It made me so happy that you were so comfortable with it. It's like, you are a great person.
I feel like, though... Something that, like, I talked about with my therapist when we talked was like, that, like, I kind of, like, back then, when I first came out, I, like, hated being, like, the only gay person in school. But, like, now, like, I feel like I can be, like, kind of, like, the warrior for, like, everyone and be, like...
Because there's so many gay people in our school, and we sit with them. And, like, you're probably the most out there out of all of them.
I feel like that's good for me, because I always attract those people. Like, have you noticed, like, in clubs, in classes, we're in together. Like, they just gravitate toward me.
I think it's only me and, like, one or two other people in our anime club that's straight. Yeah. And I'm like, why? I feel so left out now. That might be one of the main reasons so many people are pretending to be gay, so they don't feel left out.
Well, don't pretend to be gay, because let me tell
you. I wouldn't do that. I like my boyfriend.
Well, yeah, I know, not you. But, like, a lot of people, like, they think it's cool, but, like, honestly, it's not. Like, let me tell you, you get a lot of discrimination. People will purposely do things to fuck up your life. I had a math teacher that almost failed me after I came out. She tried really hard to, because she was like, we'd have assignments and, like, I'd turn them in late, but I'd turn them in and she'd be like, oh, I can't take this. And then she'd take some, she'd be like, oh, I can't take this, it's too late. But then she'd take someone else's assignment. She tried so hard to flunk me. And, like, a lot of, like, gay people, like, there's a lot of careers we can't pursue because no one will hire us. There's a lot of, even in, like, job, like, any job, you could get fired. Like, you never know.
I used to have an art teacher who was gay, and, like, you couldn't really tell upon first seeing her, but you would be able to tell. You'd see her and be like, oh, she's totally gay. But, like, nobody figured it out until, like, we were all sitting there doing art one day, and quick, because she was talking about Thanksgiving. We were all talking about Thanksgiving with my teacher. And she's like, my wife makes the best Thanksgiving pies. And we were like, oh, that explains so much. But she was so nice. I miss her. She was great.
Yeah. And see, like, that, she, like, always. With me being, like, wanting to be a teacher, it's gonna be, like, really hard, and I'll probably have to end up being, like, a middle school or high school teacher, because, a lot of people just won't hire you. Like, they just are like, well, we don't want our kids to be exposed to that, even though I already know about it. Like, it's not a...
Wait, do you want to be, like, a college professor?
I don't want to be a college teacher. I originally wanted to go into, like, teaching elementary school, like, little kids, because I feel like, I don't know, that was, like, my dream. I wanted to be, like, a cute kindergarten teacher or whatever.
I think you could do it.
But I think it would be a lot harder, especially if, like, something happened and, like, my students were to, like, find out that I had, like, a wife or something. That could cause a lot of problems because a lot of parents don't want their little children being exposed. Now, say in like, junior high or, like, high school, it's a lot... I mean, it's still, like, a huge possibility that they'll fire me, but it's a lot safer because they're like, oh, well, they're older now, so, like, maybe they can handle it. But people still throw a fit.
If you really don't want your kids exposed to something like that,
then they should just be homeschooled. Because it's
either homeschool them or send them to a private rich school.
Rich school. But I don't know. I guess I didn't really think about that when I was coming out, like, all the hard things that happened, but it really isn't. Like, even, like...
I like crackers.
But, like, even, like, I don't know, it's just, like, a lot of difficult things. Like, it's helped now that I, like, really, like, found myself and, like, I have, like, good friends and, like, people that I can rely on. But people really aren't as nice as you think they are. Like, they will attack you, they will do whatever they need to just to make themselves feel secure. And that doesn't just go for gay people. It goes for anyone. If you're even, like, a little step out of what everyone thinks you should be in line with, they will try to attack you.
One of the things is people might not be as accepting of gays, but they're definitely a lot more than they used to be.
Yeah, that's why I'm just glad that I live in this time period and not, like, in the 70s.
For me, people are so accepting of weird things and weird personalities and wacko hats and ears and face paint. I don't like it. Like, I'm fine with the gays being accepted, but I'm not fine with people accepting me the way I am right now. I'm like, can somebody call me weird? Can somebody hit me? Like, God, okay, not like...
I feel
like I need to be different, but people don't let me be different,
Just that's like, just because that's what you see. You see people accepting you, but if you look, there are people who do not like you. And people that aren't the nicest. But you don't see it. I do, because I notice everything, but...
That's why I need you by, because you're like, Ashley, that girl was being a complete bitch to you. I'm like, really?
You don't notice. You can't see, like, the little, like, ticks they have. Because, like, there's things that people do, like, when they don't like you. Like, they'll stand a different way. They'll, like...
I know.
They'll make more space. Like, it's, like, why? The things I picked on after I came out, like... Or people will be like...
Like, I noticed that people don't like me. But, like, at the same time, they don't express it enough that makes me feel like I'm different. I'm like... I don't want to feel like I'm special needs. They make me feel like I'm more special needs than I'm different. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Like, my mom, when she went to school, and my grandparents, when they went to school... My grandma had to fight so she could wear pants at school. They had to wear dresses at school. They didn't have a choice. But, it's like, if they dressed the way that I dress, or if they, like, wore a certain kind of choker, people would, like, make fun of it more than act uncomfortable around it.
Yeah.
And now people are like, oh my gosh, I love your style! And I'm like, I look like a hobo!
I tell you, you look like a hobo.
I know, and I know that. And I'm trying to get people to tell me. But they don't. But it's not like I want to be beat the shit out of. I just want to be able to be different.
When we go to high school, we should go and join the GSA.
Of course.
That's what we need.
Every gay person needs to join that club with a straight person.
Because honestly, like, even, like, I feel like it would be good for you because you're just so different. And I feel like that's why you attract a lot of gay people, because we're just so different. You attract those kinds of personalities.
Yeah. I used to attract only drama. It was bad. Like, I had to deal with druggies and the kids that were all depressed.
I still attract. Like, you usually, like, what, at least for, like, me, I've always attracted the people that I'm most similar to. So, like, like, people who, like, don't have the greatest of lives. People who are, like, way, like, whack.
I'm pretty whack, but my life isn't bad.
Yeah, but, like, there's some shitty things in your past, you know? Like, that's how, those are like, always the kind of people. That's why, like, Amber and Thor and them. What the fuck? You need a new trash bag.
I know.
Made her dessert.
Eating crackers like a bunny is not weird.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. It's totally weird. But I enjoy the way...
You look insane.
I got a crumb in my eye from the cracker.
Loser.
Okay. Well.
I need to go home soon.
Why?
Because my mom was like, you need me home by 4.
What time is it?
3:30.
Eh. Why 4?
I don't know. Probably so I can make dinner, because they're at the house.
I
want them to bring my dog down, but they're like, we can't have a puppy at the house. I just want my dog. She's so cute, Ashley.
I love dogs. Pigs are the best animals, though. I love
you should
pigs.
Come and see it.
Okay, well, it's almost been like 25 minutes. So I guess we should stop it.
Okay.
Bye, goldfish scarf people, or whatever I named it. Bye! You say bye?
Bye.